USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump is spending the Sunday before the election in five different battleground states. He told supporters in Iowa that the choice in this election is between a lockdown and a recovery.
We're going to be booming. Could have the greatest year. Yeah, the best year we've ever had last year. We're going to have the best year next year. We're set for it. It's a choice between a deadly Biden lockdown. He wants to lock down. We're never locking down.
At a Get Out the Vote event in Philadelphia, former Vice President Joe Biden told his supporters they have the power to change the administration.
In 2 days, we can put an end to a president who has failed to protect this nation. In 2 days, we can put an end to a presidency that fanned the flames of hate, poured gasoline on every opportunity he had all across this nation.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Texas Supreme Court has rejected a request to throw out more than 125,000 early votes cast at drive-through polling stations in Harris County. A handful of Republican activists and candidates had made the request to throw out the votes from the county that includes Houston, arguing that drive-through voting locations violated Texas law. The court denied that request without issuing an opinion. There is still a case in federal court making a similar argument that will be heard Monday morning in an emergency hearing. Two people are dead after an attack with a sword in Quebec, Canada. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Canadian police say a man dressed in medieval clothing who wielded a bladed weapon on Halloween went on a rampage, killing two and injuring five near the provincial legislature in Quebec City, Canada. The five injured victims were taken to a hospital, and a spokeswoman there said they did not appear to be in danger. The suspect, a man in his mid-20s, was arrested Saturday in connection with the attacks and taken to a hospital for evaluation, a police spokesperson said. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The status of another coronavirus stimulus package is way up in the air. Tim Berg has the details from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau.
COVID-19 relief negotiations are dead for the time being. Some people seem to think something could be done after the election. Democrats think not so much. Republicans, including the White House, believe something needs to be done after the election. White House Communications Director Alyssa Farrow telling Fox News the White House is willing to negotiate.
It's tragic, frankly, that Speaker Pelosi is putting politics ahead of helping hardworking Americans. President Trump and his congressional negotiators have come closer to Pelosi's position three different times. We've been willing to compromise. We've been willing to make some concessions, and she won't budge. But what I would say is we're definitely not going to let us get to the end of the year without getting some sort of aid to the American people. President Trump will use any levers that he has to make sure that the American people who are hurting get the assistance they need. If there's any way we could get around the speaker, we will do so.
And a pair of NFL stars had tremendous days Sunday afternoon. Minnesota running back Dalvin Cook exploded in the Vikings' 28-22 win over Green Bay. Cook scored four times, running for 163 yards. Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes threw for 416 yards and five touchdowns in a 35-9 destruction of the New York Jets. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.